ओम शांति। सो बाबा वाज रिमाइंडिंग अस टुडे ऑफ आवर संगम युगी मेमोरियल, विच इज अवर संगम युगी मेमोरियल, गोपस एंड गोपीस डांसिंग टुगेदर। That is our Sangam Yogi Memorial. So what one needs to do is harmonize sanskar, just as in the dance they harmonize their steps in such a way that it looks really beautiful. Dancers also enjoy and the audience also enjoys. And it's a wonder of Baba how he brought all of us together, isn't it? We are all from different, not only nationality, color, language, culture, but different sanskaras. Everybody having different sanskaras. And not only now that we have such difference, right from beginning, because in early days, what used to happen is all those 300 sisters who are staying together, living under one roof, eating in the same kitchen, working together, all of them also had some differences, especially among Sindhi community. There were two communities who were surrendered to Baba. And everybody was different. And so people were surprised how Brahma Baba could keep all these variety sanskars and in harmony under one roof. I remember Dadi Prakashmani was sharing her experience. One of the sannyasi, because Dadi went to, she went to Haridwar Rishikesh for Hindu religious conference, World Hindu Religious Conference. And in that conference, organized one of the Swamiji, and Dadi Ji, Ratanwaini Dadi, and they were there. So this Swami Shivanand asked Dadi Ji, how could Brahma Baba manage to keep all of you together, 300 sisters together? Because even after, I think you might have observed, in a center there may be 3, 4, 5 sisters staying together, same country, if, even if they are of same country, still there may not be harmony. And when they are from different country, like Indian sisters have gone abroad and staying with a local sister, then there is more problem. But in a Laukik society, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, they always have conflict. Two sisters-in-law, always conflict. Sometimes even two Laukik sisters, sister-in-law is different thing. But two Laukik sisters also, in one family there may be so much jealousy. And so, there is one Hindi saying, at least Gujarati saying, that if four plates come together, four ladies come together, means ladies with one plate, no, if they come together, then everything will be chaos. So those who are Gujarati will understand Charmade Chotla, Vade Garna Otla. So they will create chaos. So this Shivanand Swami, what he shared his experience, that when because usually sannyasis train only males. So he said, I decided to train women. So he got a bunch of 30 women to train them for 2 months or something. And within 2 months, he said, I can't manage these people, these ladies. Because so much jealousy and competition and all, so there was so much of conflict. So then what happened that he thought these were uneducated ladies and that's why they couldn't work together. Let me have some educated women. So he got another group of educated women. And the same thing happened. So he asked Brahma, or Dadi Prakashmani, how come your Baba managed this 300 sisters staying under one roof for so many years? And that's the really, the fact that Baba with a total love, acceptance, jnana and yoga, manage to keep all of them together. So, Baba has created such a sanskars of harmony and unity that people are not only able to live together but work together. And they live together and work together in the same house. So, I remember another incident. What happened was in Mumbai, they were having one international conference. 1975 December, they were having one international conference, Mela, and Yogini was organizing that conference, and Yogini was at that time 26-27 years old, and she started organizing conference in June. Conference was in December. And in Mumbai, you know what happens in Mumbai? Accommodation very difficult. And she said, we are expecting hundred international people, 200-300 Bharatvasi helpers from all over India. We will have Mela in the ground and we will have conference in Bhaidas Theatre, which is just across the road. This we are organizing. So she started doing promotion and publicity and She talked to one reporter. So reporter thought in his mind, this young lady doesn't know what she's talking. Huh? She's talking of international conference, mela, having so much accommodation, providing food. Because if you have accommodation, you need food and all the facilities in Mumbai. And 6 months before, she has done nothing. Now she is starting organizing international conference. So in his mind, he thought like that. But then he was one of the speakers in conference. And he mentioned, this is really wonder, how these people have been able to manage such conference, accommodation, mela, etc. It's really some God's power. Because what they have observed, and many people, even during Million Minutes of Peace, when we were organizing, collecting, planning to collect million minutes of peace and promoting and everything. And foreigners, as you know, they don't talk about God. They talk all in a subtle way. So when we talk in a subtle way and we say, oh, we are doing this, we are doing that, we'll be doing that, etc. And so one radio interviewer, he said, how could you do all these things? Because we collected more than, we wanted only 1 million, we collected 2 billion minutes. And so when radio interviewer was interviewing Charlie, he said, you have done wonderful, it must be God behind you. So these people, reporters all say there must be God behind you, but we never say that God is behind us in those days, especially. We didn't speak that God is working through us or His Karavanha, etc. But people feel that there is that some magical power that is working with these people, that they are doing all this wonder. Here also, no, we had so many international conferences in this hall. And during those conferences, 6 days before, you see nothing, no activity. And in 6 days, all different people come from here and there, different departments. Somebody will look after transport, accommodation, food, cooking, chopping, etc. And everything happens like that. What is it? Unity and harmony amongst Brahmins create such wonder. And we have seen this wonder of God. So, Baba has taught us how to harmonize. Because He accepted us with unconditional love. He respected us. And with that power of jnana and yoga and love, it transformed us and brought that unity amongst us, isn't it? Created such a brotherly vision, spiritual love amongst ourselves. And if you see, even in the early days, Didi Dadi didn't have similar sanskar, isn't it? Didi's speciality was separate, Dadiji's speciality were separate. But, no, they had such a love amongst themselves. If one will say one thing, other will say, Hanji. So they had this lesson of Hanji very pakka. Not arguing and saying, no, no, your opinion is not good, my opinion is best. Because that's where conflict occurs when there is subtle ego. I and mine and yours and mine, isn't it? So Baba helped us to have such a loving relationship. So more we have that loving relationship and accept each other as they are, and especially give respect to their position. Because many times Dadi Janki offered something, some idea, or requested something, and Dadiji may not agree. I remember once it happened. Dadi Janki told first time one thing, that we want to bring this brother here, old brother, here in Mount Abu. And Dadiji said, no, no, we don't want Madhuban as a old people's home. So first Dadiji said no. So Dadi said okay. Because Dadi Janki always respected Dadiji's position as head of this organization. So she kept quiet. But after few days, again she put that proposal. And then Dadi thought over that and said, okay, that's fine. For a few months, let him stay here. So the thing is, many times they had different opinion, but Dadi Janki always respected the position of Dadiji. And if Dadiji said yes, she will say okay. If Dadiji said no, that's fine. So we need to have, in order to have true harmony, we need to have spiritual love and accept each other's sanskars as they are. Secondly, we need to be honest, truth and clean. Because if there is no honesty, we can't build trust. And without trust, we'll find that it's difficult to work together. And so it's always good to be honest, because if you speak lie to your companion, they will come to know sooner or later. And then that you lose their trust forever. And so it is always good to be honest. Now Baba always says harmony, harmani. The Hindi Baba says harmani. Accept defeat. Because sometimes, no, we are very adamant about our ideas. This is my idea. It has to be done like that. But if you accept that, okay, let's see what's your idea. Or if, as I said, if the in charge says, no, okay, it's all right. Not that, no, my idea is true and why you are not accepting it. So that's one thing. And Also, Baba always gives the example of orchestra. Every instrument will have different tune. It's not that all instruments have similar tune. Then there is no fun. In orchestra, all have different tune. But they play in such a way that it is pleasant to our ears. In the same way, what we need to do is understand everybody's sanskar, use their speciality in Baba's service. And don't say, but you don't have this speciality. Because when there is, we are looking at the defects of others, we will reject them or insult them, and that will not help them to work together. So, in relationship, don't cut off them. Now, if somebody offers some opinion, don't just say, oh, no, your idea is no good. But listen to their idea and talk about what are the benefits and what are the loss in implementing them. And then, even if somebody is rejected, they won't feel insulted. They will understand why their idea is not accepted. And that is what we need to do is. So in order to have harmony, we have to be flexible. Then only there will be harmony. If all of them are adamant on their ideas, staunch idea, then there will be conflict. Somebody has to bow down. Somebody has to be flexible. So as much as we maintain egoless stage, humility, respect each other. So more we give respect, we'll receive respect. We need to have balanced life. Job, family, self. Because not that we need to have harmony only amongst our alaukik family, but those who are staying with Lokik family, they have to see that they have harmony there also. And for that, if our life is balanced, if we are looking after everything in a balanced way, then naturally we'll find that there is no conflicts or quarrels. Because in order to receive the high status, golden age, Baba always says, you have to please the society, yourself, and Baba. Then only you get that higher stages. So need to have balanced life. And not get caught up in situation and sanskars and people. We have to just work for Baba. Why we are here? To help Baba. To receive help and treasures from Baba, share with others. But if we get caught up in this one and that one and this has done that and that one has done that, then what will happen? Then we will not be able to have powerful stage. No, you need to have powerful stage to work together and be successful. So we have to see Baba in Hindi says, baaton ko na dekh, baap ko dekho. Not because nobody likes me, I don't want to work. I'm working for Baba. Baba appreciates me. Baba loves me. And I have to give return to Baba and not to just please others. So that's where we have to have always remember why I am here. I am here to help Baba. So in order to have harmony, we need to have good communication. That is very essential. And that's why, whether it's a Shakti Bhavan, Pandav Bhavan, centers, we always recommend people, those who are staying together or working together, to meet together, even 5-10 minutes every day. So consider it. And never have this attitude, this is my center, my service, my students, etc. No. We are world family. So having that, this is our service, this is Baba's service, not my service or my idea. Let us, because if we are following Baba's ideas, then what will happen? Everybody will agree. But if it is my manmat, nobody will agree. So keep in tune with Baba. Work for Baba. So, because in order to have harmony amongst Laukik family, because sometimes we find parents and children, they have always conflict. Especially, I have seen in New Zealand, parents are Indian, children are born in New Zealand. So they may have face of Indian, but culture they have adopted, Kiwi culture. So parents will think in old fashion, no? Coming from Indian village, they will think, oh, children should respect us, they should listen to us, they should do what we are telling. And children will say, no, but I have to do what I feel like. So there is always conflict between parents and children. Generation gap is there. So people may have conflict in the family, parents and children. But if a child is, whatever we have to mold children, we have to mold when they are little. If after they have become old and we try to start bossing around, then we'll find that won't work. So we have to see that we maintain balance of love and law in a Laukik family. Maintain balance of love and law, sweetness and strictness, and not force children to do something. Explain lovefully, sweetly, and convince them. Then you'll find there won't be conflict between parents and children. So, not to oppress them. Because many times, there is sometimes parents, especially parents, they expect their children to be number one. Study or sports or something, and they will compare their children with others and say, see, your friend is doing so good, you are not doing so good. So what will happen? Child will not develop self-respect. Or as a child, he will listen. But as a child grows, don't maintain love for parents. They will be rebellious. And so to have that harmony, we had to see that we had to be friendly with them. Parents not think that we are parents and just children have to listen to us. To have harmony, we had to see that we don't believe hearsay. Now many times people say, somebody is talking this about you. So we listen and believe. Then naturally, we will be not having good opinion of that person. So if I receive any complaint or what I need to do is check with them what is the situation, what happened, why happened, how happened, etc. And then be judging the situation rather than judging by hearsay. There is a very good saying, united we stand, divided we fall. And as we have seen, no, how Baba has been able to establish new world, uniting everybody. 120 over nationalities, all coming together and feeling we part of one family. So Baba gave us that feeling. You are all my children. And developed that brotherly feeling and vision. And that's how we have to also maintain that vision. So, all of us have aim to become Bab Saman, isn't it? If all are Bab Saman, all are similar, isn't it? our efforts are number wise. Our transformation is number wise. And that's why what happens, until we are all equal to Baba, there may be little difference will be there. But accept that difference. We have to create unity in diversity. Because there may be diverse sanskar, personality, etc. But just as all dadis have created, no? Because all dadis had different views. That's why Dadi Janki keeps the photo of ancestors again and again reminding how we used to work together as a one. So we had to see that we are able to work together. So we had to be careful what we see, what we think, what we talk, what we believe, etc. And not just do what we were doing before Gyan. Or say, oh no, I'm used to do like that. No. Whatever is helping each other, so that we are not giving waste thought to others. So organized system, so that everybody works according to system. Just as, no, in nowadays in office, no, they are given job description. Since then naturally everybody will do their job in a proper way. Because if the coordinator is not clear, or if other people are not clear as what to do, how to do, naturally they will not be able to work together. So organize job description. This is what you have to do, this is how you have to do, this is what you have to do, this is how you have to do. And whatever is one speciality, give them that task. And naturally, everybody will be able to fulfill different aspect of that project or program or whatever it is. So that's where the coordinator, more they have that discerning power, then they will see the talents of that person. And that's how Brahma Baba achieved so much, single-handed, in spite of opposition from the whole community, because he had such a discerning power that lovefully he will give them that task, knowing their speciality. Okay, do that. Because I remember one Brahman, he had deep love for Baba, Dadik, Nirmal Shanta, etc. in Mumbai. But he was not a good student, not attending classes or anything. But he was a good businessman and could buy everything cheaply, wholesale. So Baba used to treat him with love and respect and get yajnas, all stock bought by him. So he didn't say, oh, you are not student and why don't you study, etc. But whatever their speciality is, give love and get the job done. So that's how, no, Baba got his such a unlimited task done, by knowing speciality, seeing speciality and encouraging them to do that and not pointing out their weakness and defect and so, but you are not like that and you should not be learning like that, etc. So have this awareness, I'm instrument. Because many times we think, I'm responsible. Now just as parents will think, I'm responsible to bring up my children. Or center coordinator will think, but I am responsible to do all those things. No. Be, when you are doing job, be responsible. But when you are getting job done, have that awareness, I'm instrument. So that awareness of being instrument as well as being responsible. Not I and mine. It's Baba's. Everything is Baba's. We are just instruments. So one needs to be very sweet in relationship. And recently Baba is reminding in many, many more, be sweet. You start with sweet, sweet children. So by telling sweet, sweet, he's making us sweet. By giving us sweet only every day, he's making us sweet. So what we need to do is see that we have given up our harshness, abruptness, etc., which can hurt and take other souls away from us. So speak sweetly, have humility, give respect, and don't have expectation. Because sometimes we are not accepting everybody, but there is expectation. They should be like this, they should do like this, they should not do like that. So teach them. If you feel you know something, rather than having ego and expectation, have that humility of being a trainer, teacher. Encourage them so that they are able to do what they are supposed to do. And always all of us should have aim. I have to improve, rather than expecting you should be like that. You know, because sometimes that's what the thing is. I'm good. You should not be doing this. You are not like this. You have to be like this, etc. But rather than seeing others' weaknesses, how can I empower them? I'm a world benefactor. First, I have to bring benefit to my family, companions, etc. Rather than expecting that they should be like this or not that. So I had to really inspire them, encourage them, and train them so that they are first becoming at least equal to me, Bapsama. Then naturally we all had to be Bapsama. Recently also Baba was talking in the Murli. A teacher should not be proud that she has got 30 centers. But I would like to see how many you have made worthy. So that's where we have to see, not just focusing on expansion, but making everyone worthy, Bapsama, Bapsama. And so naturally, my change will inspire others. I had to change first. So that slogan we should always keep in mind, that I had to make others like myself. So I had to be Bapsama first. Then I can make others Bapsama. My change is more important. My stage is more important. My relationship with others are more important. Because sometimes we give so much importance to service. And if service companions are not efficient, we get frustrated, disheartened, upset, etc. So that's where we have to see. Service should not be our priority. Our relationship should be our priority, that we maintain good relationship with everybody. And then service will expand automatically. Because it's a law of drama that everything has to change. So we had seen how we changed from Satyuga to Treta up till now. So at that time it was change, or our descent was very natural and automatic. Now we have to change for good, ascending stage, flying stage. So that should be the aim, that I should be now in a flying stage. And naturally, in order to have flying stage, what we need is yoga power. Yoga power. Because jnana, easy to understand. But we have to become the embodiment of jnana. And that is possible with Baba's help, yoga power. And that's why this morning's Murli also Baba was emphasizing, have loveline stage during Amrit Vela. Merge in loving relationship of Baba. So more we are able to be merged in Baba's love, naturally, we will be able to draw that power for ourselves and will be able to give benefit to others. And so, in order to have that harmony, everybody has to work together. But I have to pay attention first to myself. And then I can inspire others also. Om Shanti. So let us have yoga until 7:30. Dadi will be here any time after 7. Is Brother Shankar from Malaysia here? Brother Shankar from JB. Okay. Please see Meera. Hi, Meera Band. Meera Band, where is she? Has she come here or not? But if try to see her, or at least see me after Dadi's class. If you can see Meera Ben, I don't know. She says, please see Sister Meera for urgent message. Okay, so let's have meditation.